You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith and Relevant Radio 950 AM. Time is exactly 9:01 in Chicago. And I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary Parish in Evanston. And co-hosting Graziano Marcheschi, the Director of Ministerial Resource Development for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Graz, how are you?
I'm good. Waiting for the skies to let loose.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, my mother knows, family knows, since I was a boy, I've always loved to follow weather and snowstorms and tornadoes and all that stuff. I'm 57 years old. I have never heard a forecast ever between 1 and 2 feet expected.
It hit New York that bad, didn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, you realize that the all-time record in Chicago was in January of 1967, the 23.8 inches. The blizzard of 67, I was in eighth grade at Mary Seat of Wisdom, but they say this has a shot to equal or beat it or come very close. And I think, please, folks, take this storm seriously. You know, buy the food, and looks like things will be kind of closed
down. Stay home, listen to Relevant Radio all day.
Listen to Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. Our time is now 9:02, and we have a great program lined up. We have, back by popular demand from last Friday, Rita Katner, the director of the Archdiocesan Office for Councils, and also we have with us in studio Dennis Marks, co-chair of Leadership Day, and Jim Boyd, program chair for the Parish Leadership Day, because on February 26th at Maria High School, there is Parish Leadership Day, will take place for the Archdiocese and in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Many wonderful volunteers give a lot of time and effort to this event. And we are pleased that three of the key organizers are with us. So to Rita, Dennis, and Jim, welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, thank you. In fact, Jim's been here before, and so is Dennis, and Rita, always here.
How many years you been doing this, Rita?
It's been about 28 years.
So you're just getting used to this.
Yeah.
Well, maybe let me ask
you. Keep it up. You're going to get it down.
One of these days you'll get it right. Yeah. And, let me ask you this. Why Parish Leadership Day?
Because I totally believe that if we want the laity to be totally involved in the church, they need to have information. They need to have some kind of formation. And I think this offers them a variety of information. It's divided up in all different kind of categories, which is part of parish life.
See, I think you hit on something important, and that is it's also reflecting, you know, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Jesus was about information. He was also about formation.
Right.
I think it's important that we differentiate the need for information, but also formation. And, you know, Graz, you've spent your, my God, most of your adult life in lay ministry formation. So I'm sure you're well aware about the need for Parish Leadership Day.
Well, I know the impact of days like this. When I used to lead formation days, those were the days that made the most impact. I just got an email from a woman the other day saying, oh my gosh, how I miss those formation days. Well, Parish Leadership Day is exactly that kind of experience. It's not the usual fare. It's like your Sunday dinner as opposed to your nightly meal. There's exciting speakers. You got a keynoter. You got vendors there who sell great things. So it's just the kind of thing that energizes you, from my experience.
And then Dennis Marks, the co-chair of Leadership Day, what is your exact role, and why are you doing this?
Well,
did you lose a bet?
I was asked many years ago to participate. I was formerly on the Archdiocesan Council in a leadership role, and someone thought I might be able to help them out in my role at Leadership Day, and I've enjoyed it. I've been doing it for about 12 years. Basically, mine is one of getting the various committees to perform their tasks and making sure that we're on target for getting things done and getting them done on time. We normally have a monthly meeting that starts at the end of last year's Leadership Day, and we go on month to month planning for the next Leadership Day. So, and we've been doing this since 1984.
And Jim Boyd, the program chair for the Parish Leadership Day, exactly your role, Jim?
The program committee starts before anybody else because our job is to design the day, to come up with a theme, to determine what workshops are relevant given the current climate in the church and what people need for basic formation. So probably the most intense starting out, and I, my view, one of the most critical parts of Leadership Day.
You've got battalions of volunteers who help put this thing together. How do you recruit all these folks?
Well, part of the, on every evaluation for Leadership Day, we ask people if they'd like to be a part of the next year's planning. And we also ask them what they would like to see on the agenda for that day. So it's an opportunity for people from the parishes to get involved. And that's really everybody that's involved are involved somehow in their parishes. So if you want to help parishes out, you've got to also see what the parishes are looking for. You know.
How many years has Parish Leadership Day existed, Rita?
Since 1984.
And the thing is, I know that I've been to some of them. I think what surprises people is you sometimes can get so caught up in your own parish, your own faith community. You go to a thing called Parish Leadership Day, and you realize the diversity of the Archdiocese of Chicago, the expanse of it, and realize that we're not alone in this. Mm-hmm. So you get energized by seeing all these people from different parishes, and the key is you listen and learn from each other. So in years you've done this, Dennis, what feedback have you received from people?
The biggest feedback that I think I've received from year in, year out is that people who attend say, we thought we were the only ones that had this problem, or we thought that we were the only ones that weren't able to do certain things with regard to youth or getting more enrollment in our school or things of that nature, to find out that other parishes have confronted these problems and they have some answers that you haven't tried yet, you know, or they've done some things that you thought couldn't be done, so you never did embark upon that solution. So,
was this first envisioned as a resource day for members of pastoral councils, or was it always targeting all the laity?
Well, when we first started it, it was to have an opportunity to do something for our parish pastoral councils because they had become, you know, mandated in our diocese, and the people needed some idea of what it was about. And new ideas, because otherwise they were doing what they thought they had to do, and that would be take care of the parking lot and stuff. But they're a consultative body about pastoral issues, so we started moving pastoral issues into Leadership Day, you know, on various kinds of things.
I think, Dennis, the key is, you know, some important, many times in a particular parish, we are the only one experiencing this problem, this situation, you know, might be getting people to sign up to be into ministries or something involving the school or the parish, whatever. You go to some like Parish Leadership Day and you realize that we're not alone.
That's right.
And when other parishes have experienced a solution, part of it is you learn from each other. In fact, now this kind of just relates to it in a kind of a side way. The best definition of creation I ever heard, creation is not making something out of nothing. Creation is making order out of chaos. And so the sense of creating, it's not making something out of nothing. It's making order out of chaos. And that's where you learn and listen from others. And also it's very humbling. You know, we're having a tough situation here because no matter the situation, there's the highs and the lows when you're dealing with people. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. The time is 9:01 as we embark, getting ready for a big storm here in the Chicagoland area. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break.
Cardinal George directs the catechetical activities of the Archdiocese of Chicago through the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. Our office promotes lifelong catechesis by directing certification and formative opportunities for those who teach catechesis in the more than 350 parishes that make up the Archdiocese.
Each year we host a myriad of opportunities to enhance adult faith formation and youth ministry programs. We sponsor certification classes, guest speakers, youth rallies, retreats, and our well-attended annual Chicago Catechetical Conference.
We work closely with pastors to ensure that their congregations and staffs are well-formed in teaching and learning about the Catholic faith. Our highly skilled coordinators serve various ethnic groups, speak multiple languages, and are always ready to serve Christ through catechesis.
Log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org or www.youthministry-chicago.org to learn more about how we can better serve you.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
During the next half hour, we'll talk with Cardinal Francis George about the great work being done with money raised in the annual Catholic Appeal. You'll hear from parents who are happy they made the decision to send their children to Catholic schools. And we'll take you to the annual Hispanic Catholic celebrations of the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe and La Posada.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your Archdiocese.
It's 9-11 in Chicago, and you're listening to Catholic Radio. You've made an excellent choice this morning to spend an hour of your time enhancing your faith by hearing about some of the good works being done in and through the Archdiocese of Chicago. I'm Graziano Marcheschi with Father Greg Sackowitz, and we're talking about the upcoming Parish Leadership Day. We're talking with Rita Kantner, who is the Director of the Office for Councils, with Dennis Marks, the co-chair of Leadership Day, and Jim Boyd, who's the program chair. Jim, you're doing some things differently, I think, this year. You're breaking things down and grouping people by topical issues. Tell us a little bit about that.
We hear a lot from people that don't want to come because they say it's the same old, and they've heard it before. Actually, I just this morning on the way in was going through the brochure. We've got 99 workshops, 89 of which are either brand new or have new presenters. So we do get a wide variety. But this year we took a different approach. We engaged what we're calling the conversations. We felt there were seminal topics that were really more important, that needed more dialogue. And so we've broken out certain ones that have the conversations. We've split the lunch new this year so that half the group will have lunch while the other half is hearing a presentation on the new Roman Missal, and then they will switch. And then the rest of the workshops, we thinking about where is a focus for this, and looked at the council structure itself, which is essentially, you know, within a parish you have the commissions of human concern, education, parish life, and spiritual life. And we said, why not take the workshops and bring them into the same category, because that's a familiarity that people have with the structure, and the all of this new rich material we have seems to fit well within those, as well as the conversations, which are, you know, kind of by definition are designed to get people talking to each other more than just listening to a presentation.
You mentioned that most of your workshops are new or new presenters, and that is exciting. Tell us about the people who come. Each year, what percentage are newbies and what percentage are folks coming back?
I'd say there's about at least 20 to 30% newbies, you know, that are, and a lot of people come back because if you think about 99 workshops and you only get to go to three, you could be coming forever.
It would take you 33 years to cover it.
Yeah. I think
my math right.
Yeah, one thing that, as Rita said, this started in 84 as a focus for parish council people, and it has evolved over the years to where it's now not just for parish council people, but people who are already identified as leaders within a parish, people who aspire to positions of leadership, and just the people in the pews who want to know more about what's going on in the church and how they can become involved and how they can live out the baptismal commitment to be involved as lay people in the church. And that generates a lot of new people each year.
Our phone number is 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. Maybe a question for Rita, Dennis, or Jim regarding Parish Leadership Day, the what of it, the why of it. Dennis, give us a couple of the workshops that really impressed you. I mean, there's, according to Jim, 99, of which many of them are brand new topics and many new presenters. But, I mean, we could never cover all 99. We'd be here till 3 this afternoon.
Sure.
Or after the storm. But give
sure.
us a couple.
Well, in leadership formation, which is, I think, one of the big areas that that we stress, one of them is do tell, questions parish leaders ask and the stories they tell. And it's a review of some of the key actions and behaviors of successful parish councils. You know, parishes have different experiences. Sometimes they have a council that's been successful for a number of years, and then personnel change or leadership changes and so forth, and they start to get into certain malaise. Well, if you want to have a successful council, there are certain criteria that and certain behaviors that perpetuate a successful council. Some things in spiritual life, well, one interesting thing this year will be musical opportunities in the Revised Roman Missal. So, you know, there are some new things that I think they're going to
catch
people.
Who's presenting that workshop?
Well, that one's going to be...
Graziano?
No.
That's going to be Annabelle O'Shea. Ah. She's the Director of Liturgies and Music for the Office of Divine Worship.
Yeah. And the thing is, with all these workshops, how are they put together? I mean, you have 99 presenters. Jim, you're smiling.
A lot of work to put them together. That's the primary function of the program committee, is to brainstorm what are relevant topics where we ought to have. And once we do that, which takes two and a half months, then we start looking who are good presenters. So it's a topical issue first, a structure issue, theme, workshops that fit in with that theme, and then finding presenters who can speak well on that topic.
Some of my best presenting experiences have been at Parish Leadership Day. I've done a workshop on storytelling as every minister's resource, and I just see the eyes light up, and I see the people eager to go forth and use the thing. It's just really, really gratifying when you see people who are not, you know, quotes, professional ministers, but you're real people in the pew who come there because they want to give more and they want to give better. And that's exactly what the day provides for them.
Rita, how many people are expected for Parish Leadership Day?
We we usually get between 1,200 and 1,500.
And the thing that amazes me is that I think people don't realize, A, the work that goes into this day, and B, the opportunity.
Yeah.
Not only from the presenter, but with breakout sessions to learn from each other. And really, in some ways, you leave a day like this realizing how much you do not know. Not how much you know, but how much you do not know, and in terms of to be able to learn and take some new ideas back home. And I know, as you said, Graz, from a day like this, people do leave energized. It's almost like leaving a weekend retreat.
Yeah.
You're fired up and ready to
mountain
take on the world.
Mountaintop experience.
Yeah, a mountaintop experience. And in the work you do, Dennis, and pulling this whole thing together with Rita and with Jim, and all the other members of the core committee, what are some of the toughest challenges you face?
In holding everyone together, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, I think one of the toughest things is timeliness, all right? There are certain things that you have to get done, and I would say that Jim has, his committee has the biggest challenge, because getting together all the presenters over a certain limited period of time and having them put together their materials, telling us what it is that they're going to put forth in the brochure to encourage people to attend their workshop. Those kind of things are very important. Some of the other problems that we run into are just logistics problems, problems of getting the brochure out on time, making sure that our list of people to mail it to, we send this out to thousands of people, and as you know, parish councils and commissions, they change leadership, they change names, addresses, and so forth. So to get accurate addresses, to get this information out to them, that's a logistics problem that we encounter from year to year.
Well, we need to move to a short break, but don't go away. We're going to return, and we're going to talk to these folks about the keynote speakers addressing Parish Leadership Day. You're listening to Catholic Community Faith. Stay with us.
Men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
It's time to sign up for Parish Leadership Day, Saturday, February 26th at Maria High School. There will be inspirational talks and 100 workshops in English, Spanish, and Polish. Once again, there will be a lively and entertaining question and answer luncheon visit with Cardinal Francis George.
I invite you to join me at Parish Leadership Day. This will be a time for education, for fellowship, and encouragement. We will pray and learn together, and as always, I look forward to conversing with you, answering your insightful questions during our luncheon session. Above all, I thank you for your generosity in serving Christ in His church.
Parish Leadership Day is a great event for anyone who wants to be more active in their parish. For details, contact your parish or go to www.archchicago.org or call 312-534-8364. That's 312-534-8364. Hope to see you Saturday, February 26th at Parish Leadership Day.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. Time is exactly 9:22 on this Monday morning in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Grazia Marcheschi, and our guests are Rita Katner, Dennis Marks, and Jim Boyd talking about Parish Leadership Day. Hey, Graz, that was a great commercial led by Jim Dish.
Jim Dish,
you know,
the man.
Where's Jim? Jim, you should think about getting into broadcasting, maybe doing voiceovers. Brian, where's Jim? Did he walk out of the room?
He's the big boss here, in case you don't know out there.
Did a great job. Now, as Graz mentioned earlier, Rita, you've got a keynote or keynote speakers. Tell us about what's happening.
We have Father Don Sr. from Catholic Theological
Union. He's outstanding.
He's a wonderful speaker. And our theme this year is the Church Ever Ancient, Ever New. And we went to one of his workshops on the Acts of the Apostle, early church. He was outstanding with that. You know, we had such a great time with that. It was like a four-part series. And he's a great speaker. And then Father Marco Mercado is going to do it in
terrific
Spanish, you know? And the two of them have worked closely with each other to put together their talks.
Father Sr. is the president of Catholic Theological Union. He's also a member of the Pontifical Biblical Commission, which is
he's brilliant,
prestigious appointment.
He is really brilliant. To be able to land him, and he speaks in a way that is understandable for all of us, and it's just amazing. And I think, you know, you mentioned during the break, Rita, for example, you've gone from 3 to 5 workshops in Polish.
Yeah.
And what about Spanish?
In the Spanish, we have about 16 workshops. And a lot of the Hispanics, the numbers have grown, you know, in the number. We about 40% of the people that attend are Hispanic.
We're going to go to the phones here. We have Peter. Are you calling from Chicago, Peter?
Well, I'm in Stickney.
Okay, that's a little far south
that
there.
Counts.
And, well, welcome to Catholic Community Faith, and thank you for calling. Your question or comment for our group here this morning, Peter.
Well, I'm involved in the pro-life ministry in our parish, and I was just wondering, is it inappropriate for something, pro-life a workshop? I see they're going to have a table. The Respect Life Office is going to have a table, but a specific workshop for life and the issues concerning life. I mean, abortion, stem cell research, and all that, because we try and educate people, and they just, their eyes just glaze over, and they just ignore us. And I'm looking for a way to get through to people, and, you know, to be more effective. And should that be a separate day or what? I'm not sure.
Okay, maybe for either Dennis or Jim or Rita to answer Peter's question. Thank you, Peter, for your phone call to Catholic Community Faith. And Peter, get your shovel ready. And again, God bless you. And I think, you know, so Peter raised the issue, is there something regarding respect life, and should that be its own separate day? And Dennis?
Well, I know that we do have a section on human concerns and spirituality, which I'm sure that some of these workshops will touch upon that issue. I don't know that we have this year one that's specifically directed toward that issue of
respect life.
Pro-life. Well, we don't have one that's specifically on the abortion issue, which sometimes is the core of respect life, but we have four different workshops on violence in the streets, violence in the home, spousal abuse, other things that relate to respect life issues.
And maybe that's just something you can look at into next year, because, you know, you had mentioned, Jim, about the number of new workshops this year in the sense of that turnover, but I think Peter raises a good issue.
You know, last night at dinner, my father-in-law, who doesn't normally talk about, you know, these kinds of things, doesn't bring up politics much, out of the blue, he said, you know, there are 80,000 abortions a day in this country. I knew the numbers were high. It just blew me away. And I thought, you know, people either get it or they don't get it. I mean, there's two kinds of people in the world. Either they get it, that this is, this is one of the greatest atrocities happening on the face of the earth. And I just wonder how long God will continue to be patient. What struck me so much about that was, it's not just about the children who are being killed. That's horrible. That is totally unacceptable, as we all know. But I don't think most of us realize the consequences it can have for all of us. I mean, when we as a people abandon God's own creation in this dramatic way, we can't expect God to be patient forever.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's an incredibly important issue. I know that the Right to Life March in D.C. last weekend drew 400,000 people, and the media was nowhere to be found in terms of covering it, unless it's the Catholic New World. And so again, Peter, thank you for that phone call. Rita, because we only have a couple minutes left, either Rita, Dennis, or Jim, give us a phone number that people could call to learn more about Parish Leadership Day.
312-534-8364.
That number once again.
312-534-8364.
And what about a web?
And the web would be
archchicago.org.
And then click on Parish Leadership. So www.archchicago.org.
That's correct. And right on the first page, they'll see a link for Leadership Day. It'll be right there. It's very prominently displayed.
In the last minute, either Jim, Dennis, or Rita, in a real brief way, why should someone attend Parish Leadership Day who might be on the fence right now?
Well, I would say for the same reasons that the Cardinal said in his promo for this, it's for education, because we all need education, we all need formation. It's for fellowship with other people from other parishes who have the same problems, the same concerns, some ideas that you may not have considered, and encouragement to that these things can be addressed, that what is going on in your parish that's good can be shared with others, you can encourage others, and you can receive encouragement to help you out with the concerns that you have that you haven't been able to either address or solve.
Well, we want to thank the three of you. We want to encourage our listeners, not just because these three good folks have been working so darn hard together with their cadres of volunteers, but because if you go, you're going to be enriched. And so I encourage you personally to tell your parish pastoral council members in particular to make sure they get themselves down there and bring somebody with them. Rita, Jim, and Dennis, thank you so much. God bless you. Have a very successful Parish Leadership Day. When we come back, we're going to talk to our director of our family life office about marriage. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Each night, thousands of families face homelessness in Chicago. Those families aren't just statistics. They're your neighbors, your friends. They could even be part of your own family.
I had lost my job, so I wasn't working, and I had run out of all my savings, so I ended up losing my apartment. And I went to stay with my sister, but she's got this small little itty-bitty condo, so we were all sleeping on the floor. So I started calling around for the housings and everything, and they told me to call Catholic Charities, and it just happened when I got through, Joanne answered the phone, and she goes, "You know, you got me just at the right time. We're actually doing interviews right now. You want to come in?" And she gave me the whole rundown of everything and how the program works and everything. She goes, "Is this something you can do?" And I looked at her and says, "You're offering me a roof over my head, something more than I've got right now. And I'm willing to do anything to keep that roof over my head."
Catholic Charities of Chicago is there to provide a helping hand to the homeless. Find out how to help us help the most needy. Visit CatholicCharities.net.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Time is exactly 9:33 on this brisk Monday morning right before literally the storm.
The storm.
And they're talking maybe up to 2 feet of snow.
I'm kind of excited about it, I have to
admit. I mean, it's
snow day.
You're hearing language, dangerous, stay indoors, roads impassable, 2-3 inches per hour. That's being said like a perfect storm.
You have to be so realistic. I was getting excited over here.
Well, you can come and
now
shovel.
You're scaring the heck out of me.
Come and shovel our parking lot.
Yeah, okay.
And we have a great second half lined up. On the second day or second Sunday of February, Universal Church celebrates World Marriage Day on the second Sunday of February. In the Archdiocese of Chicago, the Family Ministries Office helps couples prepare for marriage and maintain healthy, happy marriages. We are very pleased to welcome the Archdiocese of Chicago's expert on marriage and the director of our Family Ministries Office, Frank Hannigan.
And one of the genuine good guys.
Oh, great guys. And Kim Haggerty, the assistant director of the Family Ministries Office for the Archdiocese. Frank and Kim, welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Father Greg, it's always good to be here.
Gratz, you have to realize that Frank and I are classmates. We met this fall 40 years ago, entered as freshmen at then Niles College Seminary of Loyola University, because I did not go to Quigley. I was at Notre Dame and Niles and met Frank at Niles. And in our class, we had 100 men enter the college seminary. Frank was one of the, and I'm not joking, one of the best athletes in the class.
Really?
I remember
that's
we were
a
playing,
long time ago.
I remember once we were playing football, I was playing the linebacker position, and Frank blew by me so fast for a pass, that he, I mean, all I saw was his jersey getting smaller. He kind of left me in the dust. But so Frank and I, we go back. Frank's good to 40 years.
40 years. It's been a long time. It's good to see you again,
Father Greg. To see you.
And here you are on opposite sides of the table, working for the church, even though one was ordained and the other was not.
But the great work that Frank has done with the kids.
Niles College is a great place.
It was a great place, and so is St. Joe's today, and of course, Mundelein Seminary.
Absolutely.
So Frank, tell us more about the great work you do. And I'm telling you, with what you do, with the whole Family Ministries, and it's just great. You've been director for how many years?
Since 1984, director of Cana Conference, and then in 91 became director of Family Ministries. So it's been a long, long time. It's really been a wonderful experience. I think most people know the Family Ministries office because of they hear pre-Cana, so our marriage prep. But, you know, we work with parents. We work with couples that are struggling in their marriages. We work with natural family planning, so a lot of different ministries as well. But probably, like I said, best known for our marriage ministry and pre-marriage ministry.
And then, Kim, you've been on board how long?
I've been here 10 years, and I've been assistant director for about 6 months. And a lot of my work is with social media and the website and kind of reaching out to the younger couples, kind of where they are. Not because I'm their age, but because I have kids their age, and they can show me what to
you're
do.
Young. But I think just in terms of when you mentioned the website and media, it has really shifted from radio and television. It's now the web. It's all the technology.
Right.
Facebook, and in fact, you said you were taking pictures this morning for this program to be put on, was it Facebook?
Yeah, it'll be on Facebook within an hour. It should be on our Facebook page. We're Family Men on Facebook if anybody wants to like us. We've got about 1,100 fans that we
and I'm sure growing.
Yes,
it is. Frank mentioned something about the second Sunday of February, Universal Church celebrates World Marriage Day. Why?
Well, I think any time there's an opportunity to celebrate marriage is a great thing. Marriage Encounter, Worldwide Marriage Encounter, had a day back in 1981 down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, of all places, just to celebrate marriage. And it grew from there, and it grew across Louisiana, and it grew across the United States. And before you knew it, you know, everybody's pro-marriage. I mean, certainly the Catholic Church is pro-marriage, and here's an opportunity. And it's, of course, if it's the second Sunday, it's near Valentine's Day. And I think at least married couples in our Catholic parishes, they expect to hear a homily or petitions or do a renewal of vows, something to recognize and honor the marriages that they're in.
Well, you gave us a nifty little card when you came in, which I really like. I'm going to put in my wallet. And on the back it says, I promise to be true to you in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health. I will love you and honor you all the days of my life. It's a good way to wake up, a good day to go to bed every night.
Cristiano, you think if you had that in your wallet and you took that out and looked at it, or if you had it on your mirror in your bathroom, and every day you said that's, you know, that's one of the vows that, you know, that Catholic couples say, you know, I will love you and honor you all the days of my life. What if every married person said that every single day?
Or even along those lines, you know, sometimes as a presider for many, many weddings, and it's a wonderful celebration. You know, I'll be at the wedding reception, and couples will say to me, or people say to me, oh, that marriage was made in heaven. No, it wasn't. I saw a wonderful, was a bumper sticker in someone's kitchen, and the line goes like this, marriages are not made in heaven. Marriage comes in a kit and has to be put together. And I thought, I like that. You know, we talk, well, that marriage was made in heaven. Baloney. It doesn't work that way. It's hard work. With other great, I love one-liners. One says, if you spell wedding, W-E-D-D-I-N-G, and you never put the I before the we.
There you go. That's a good one to hear.
Yeah.
You know, recently, you're going to find this hard to believe, Greg, because you know my lovely wife. But I was actually
a little Nancy,
miffed at her. Hard to believe.
Yeah. Hard to believe with any of us.
Hard to believe. And I was going to go to bed, you know, miffed. And then this thought hit me. I thought, you know, there's only so many kisses left to give.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Why would I not give this one? And that just pushed me over. But it just came out of the blue, you know, as a bullet. There's only so many kisses left to give. Why would you not give this
one? And don't miss that opportunity. We're going to go to break here on Catholic Community Faith on that note. And the time is 9:39 in Chicago. Our phone number 312 855-8408. Maybe a call or comment for Frank Hannigan or Kim Haggerty from the Family Ministries Office of the Archdiocese. Stay with us. Be back. And do not touch that dial.
Join the movement to run the 2011 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sunday, October 9th as a pledge runner for Team Catholic Charities. As a member of Team Catholic Charities, you'll be running to help our neighbors in need of food, clothing, and shelter, necessities for everyday survival. To join or sponsor the Catholic Charities Marathon team or committee, call 312-655-7912. That's 312-655-7912. Visit us online at catholiccharities.net/Chicago Marathon. We'll see you at the finish line.
God bless you, and Christ's peace be with you. This is Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Office for Black Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Office for Black Catholics is a vital and integral part of the Catholic worship community here in Chicago. Our agency serves people of color, encompassing African American, Haitian, African, Afro-Latino, and Caribbean natives. Contact us and learn how to enhance your neighborhoods, your families, and your faith through various initiatives and events designed to strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Our office is located in the Cardinal Meyer Center at 35th and Lake Park Avenue. Call us at 312-534-8376 or visit our ever-changing website at www.blackcatholicchicago.org. We look forward to serving you and your community.
Monday morning in Chicago, 9:42 a.m. Thank you for spending this part of your morning with us. I'm Graziano Marcheschi with Father Greg Sakowitz, and we are talking to the masters of marriage here with Frank Hannigan and Kim Haggerty of our Family Life Office. I was listening to one of Archbishop Fulton Sheen's, what was the name of his show? Something to Live... Life is Worth Living. I think that's what it's called. Life is Worth Living.
How about Sports for 100?
I was listening to that program on the radio, actually. I don't know how I found that. But he mentioned a statistic. He was talking about marriage, and he says, do you realize that one out of four marriages fails today? Now, that was a long time ago, and there's a lot more about that. I don't want to talk about failing marriages. I want to talk about what we can do to keep marriages healthy. And I know that your office doesn't just help people to prepare for marriage, but to maintain good, healthy, vibrant marriages. Tell us about some of that programming, some of the ways that you resource people.
Well, one thing that we've got coming up that we wanted to talk about this morning, just for our relevant radio audience, is we have a special Valentine's Day dinner and talk at the Cardinal Meyer Center here in Chicago. And it's for newly married couples, and it's free. And you get dinner, but you have to sit through a talk by Frank Hannigan, Mr. Marriage. But he's going to give a really good talk.
Folks, it'll be a great talk, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah,
this is on Valentine's Day?
On Valentine's Day.
Cool.
So you and your spouse, if you're newly married, you do have to RSVP with us, can come down to Meyer, get some nice hors d'oeuvres, have nice dinner, have a good talk, and it's a bonding experience for the two of you.
So
and
that
it won't
will be
cost
on
you
Sunday
anything.
Sunday evening?
Monday.
Monday, February 14th.
Yeah,
at what time?
Actually, it's 6 p.m. on Valentine's Day.
And Kim, give us a phone number they could call you or learn more about it.
312-534-8350.
That number once again.
312-534-8350.
What's on the menu?
Well, we're What's not quite sure. It's going to be delicious.
Delicious. Delicious food.
I got to tell you. Don't forget to bring Nancy.
Years ago, Nancy and I were flown down by a parish in, I think, San Antonio, Texas. They did something similar. I thought it was the coolest thing we've ever participated in. And because they were so family-friendly, they even said, if you want to bring your children, we'll pay for their airfare and a separate hotel room for them.
Wow, that's
They
nice.
Had a dinner for all the couples in the parish on Valentine's Day. They brought in entertainment. We were the entertainment. But the coolest part was they got the children of the couples to be the waiters and waitresses.
Pretty
You're
neat,
kidding.
Huh?
It was That's amazing. Great.
How many people showed up?
Hundreds. Hundreds.
How many years ago was this?
Oh, this was at least 15, 18 years ago.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, Kim, give us a web they could learn more beside the phone.
At familyministries.org. If you go there, you can sign up to come to our Valentine's Day dinner. This is the first time we've been doing this. We hope it's the beginning of many years.
Oh, so this is a first
yes,
on this Valentine's
first time.
Day.
Right.
And when we talk about newly married, we're talking about whether you're just married or 2 or 3 or 4 years. So you don't have to say, well, we didn't get married or we've been married for 2 years. No, we're hoping you're married a long, long time. So if you're married 2 years or 4 years, you're still newly married.
You're welcomed. Now, give us maybe a little sneak preview on some of the things you're going to be talking about that evening.
Well, I think a lot of couples believe that when they get married, they're not going to have any issues or struggles, and then reality sort of comes up and hits them. You know, Gras used the word being miffed, and sometimes they get miffed with one another, and they're wondering, is that normal or not normal? And we'll share some stories and some personal experiences, and we'll laugh along the way and have a good time, and I think we'll have folks out the door by about, what, 8:30 or so?
8:30, yeah, 6 to 8:30. Yeah, Frank's wife is also going to be there. She's going to help do the serving. My husband's going to come. So it's kind of the people that work for the office, we're going to bring our spouses, and we're going to serve the newly married couple. So we think that'll be a nice
question. May be a question for Frank and or Kim. You know, here it is, 2011. We think about when our parents got married, our grandparents. Would I be right in saying that to be married today is as tough as any time in the history of our country to be married because of all the stress, all the obstacles, and the raising of children? That, see, I think some couples go into it thinking, we love each other, we'll live off of love, but all of a sudden, with the onset of a child, which is a beautiful gift from God, or the stress of losing a job, we're in a tough economy. And I think the key is, conflict is not the problem. It's how you handle the conflict situation, the resolution of it, that's the key.
Absolutely.
Conflict's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah, I think every age has its own challenges. In you know, modern times now, maybe society isn't as strong supporting marriages in the past, in the 1940s or 1950s. So couples have to make a decision for themselves. Socially, it's not when somebody was divorced in the 40s or 50s or even the early 60s, it was a huge issue. Now it's like, much more accepted, much like cohabitation. You know, church doesn't believe in that, but society says or thinks that it's no big deal. So, yeah, that's why we have to work harder and harder. To that end, in 2005, we ended up changing the marriage preparation guidelines to have marriage ministry guidelines. So I think we're the only diocese in the country that does not have marriage preparation, because we're saying it can't stop at preparation. As great a job as the Family Ministry Office has done and our wonderful couple volunteers that have worked with us over the years, we can't just do marriage prep and then say, we'll see you at the Golden Wedding Anniversary Mass in 50 years. That doesn't happen.
The in-between.
Exactly.
And what Grass says is perfect, because he wouldn't have thought, oh, I only have a few kisses, or I don't know how many kisses I have left. He might not have thought of that his first year of marriage. But after a few years of it and years of it, you change your attitude, and because of that attitude, he'll have many more years ahead.
It helps turning 60. All of a sudden you realize, you know, there's only so many times to do everything in life.
Yeah.
So the important ones you better be aware of.
Absolutely. Why waste a day? Why waste a moment if you don't have to?
And I think what's so important is you mentioned when we used to call it the, you know, pre-Cana, Discovery Weekend, that everything requires maintenance. When you buy a new car, there's this maintenance along the way. Change the oil, check the tires, this and that, and this is going to go. It's no different in a human relationship.
Absolutely.
In terms of maintenance to really make something even better, and it's not just a one-time deal. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Gratian Markeski, and our guests are Kim Haggerty and Frank Hannigan from the Family Ministries Office of the Archdiocese. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
The Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future. Today, the Catholic New World is better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Chicagoland Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization. Visit our website at catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777. Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
In the morning, you're listening to Catholic Radio, Catholic Community of Faith, brought to you by the Archdiocese of Chicago. We're winding down this hour. I'm Graziano Marcheschi with Father Greg the Great Sackowitz, and we are talking to the Masters of Marriage from our Family Life Office, Kim Haggerty and Frank Hannigan. You folks have been at this for a long time. You've developed some wonderful materials. One of the resources that you have is an inventory for parishes, a gentle inventory to help parishes assess how well they're addressing the needs of married couples. Because in my own experience, you know, I've just seen it, you know, couples that I thought were solid, couples that I thought were pillars of the community suddenly announce that they're divorcing. Now, parishes can't wave a magic wand and, you know, make those problems go away. But hopefully, as a major social institution, as a major factor in a lot of people's lives, they can help. So tell us about some of the things that parishes can do that would provide the kind of ongoing support for marriage.
Okay, I would say, Grod said, one of the first things they can do is just take a look at that marriage inventory, just for the parish staff to go along and say, all right, what are we doing? You know, do our policies, our programs, do they support marriages? Do they not support marriages? Do we have a concrete written plan to support the married couple? So certainly we send them to pre-cana, you know, marriage preparation programs. What are we doing for newly married couples? What are we doing, as you're saying, you know, the pillars of the community, and all of a sudden you find out, wow, they got divorced. What happened? I never knew. Did they know that there's resources like Retrovi, which is a program for couples that are struggling, that, you know, they say they have a save rate about 80% to 85%.
Wow.
So if a couple's struggling, if they knew about that, maybe they would avail themselves of a resource like that. Maybe they'd go to Marriage Encounter. You know, Marriage Encounter is what started this whole, you know, National Marriage Week and National Marriage Sunday and everything. Go to WWME.org, Worldwide Marriage Encounter.org, and go to one of their programs. They have programs in, you know, Crystal Lake and DeKalb and Wooddale and local areas. Folks can go to those programs to take care of their marriages, because like we said earlier, you have to take care of your marriage. It doesn't take care of itself.
You know, Frank, it's just interesting. As you're talking, and the thought that struck me is, whenever I do a marriage prep, and I then talk to the couples about a pre-Cana discovery weekend, every couple is expecting me to say that about going to a pre-Cana, about going to a discovery weekend. It's like a given. They've all heard about it. But once they're married, the things you are mentioning, most couples have never heard about this. Mm-hmm. But the expectation is, we're getting married in the Catholic Church. They know about pre-Cana. It's like an absolute given. So at the very start of it, but I think we need to do a better job to let people know that once married, there are ways to maintain and strengthen the bond.
And one of the things we do try to do is we do send out a monthly e-newsletter after the couples are married. And it's an article or something that somebody has written about a topic we think would be of interest to them. And Frank and some other people also host twice a year, couples, newlywed couples are invited to come to a First Years and Forever newly married class. And we talk about finances and faith and some of the different problems in the first year. Or, you know, again, trying to get them a chance to bond together, to get closer. So many problems in marriage aren't really big problems, but they're like little problems. And if you can get the little problems at the beginning, they can strengthen their bond and we can keep them together.
Absolutely. And parishes, you know, almost every parish has a weekly bulletin. Yeah. And to put in information, resources for, you know, like retrovi.org or Marriage Encounter and the different programs. And, you know, you might have a who's ever responsible for the bulletin say, well, we put that in there twice a year or whatever. Well, couples will only see that when they need it. When the couple is struggling, that's when they're going to notice that there's something for struggling marriages. So it has to be done on an ongoing basis. So maybe there should be a marriage corner that in the parish bulletin, on page 2 or page 4 or whatever it might be, every Sunday there's something. I know at St. Stephen's Parish in Tinley Park, on the second weekend of the month, they have all the couples who are celebrating their wedding anniversary that month stand up, and there's a blessing. And, you know, there are low-cost and no-cost things. They're going to give that little card that Gratz talked about earlier. They're going to start giving that little card to every couple who is married on that anniversary, so in August, September, October, et cetera. Just little things to take care of the marriage. Because as Kim said, it's not from massive hemorrhaging that marriages fall apart. It's from lots of little cuts that are never attended to.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
And they build up.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they're draining, so...
And I think the issues may seem small, but what's behind them is usually big.
Sure.
You know, maybe someone does something that irritates the partner, and the irritating person doesn't understand why the partner's so irritated, but if they got to sit down and talk and realize that the irritation comes from a sense of, well, I don't feel loved when you do
right.
that.
Yeah, a sense of resentment.
You know it irritates me and you still do it, so why?
Or another example, and Gratz, you're hitting upon it, is when, I know one of the talks they give about at pre-Cana Discovery Weekend, fighting fair.
Right.
And it means stay on the topic. Stay on the topic. All of a sudden, the people are going at each other, and, well, your mother 6 months ago did this. What does that have to do with the present situation?
Right, right. And believe me, the guy doesn't remember what happened 6 months ago. If the wife still remembers, that's an issue then.
Yeah, and the thing is that, now just again in the last minute we have here, Kim or Frank, give us a phone number. People could learn more about the entire Family Ministries office.
312-534-8351.
Again, the number?
312-534-8351.
And the web?
FamilyMinistries.org.
And I do want to thank in a very special way our guest the last half hour, Frank Hannigan, the director of the Family Ministries Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and Kim Haggerty, the assistant director of the Family Ministries Office for the Archdiocese. Frank, it's great to see you. We go back 40 years.
You too, Father Greg. You look great for yourself.
You're looking younger. And, you know,
and this
Kim,
is great. Keep talking.
And we're glad
Kim,
to watch
10
you
years
talk.
With you, so yeah. Thank you. And
and spend Valentine's Day with Frank.
All of us, yeah.
And special, Kim.
And special thanks to co-host, the Graziano Marcheschi, and for the great work you do, Graz, and also to a wonderful job of our producer, Diane Dunnigan, an excellent engineer, Brian Hockey Hitman Brock, for the great work they do. And to all our listeners, please be careful the next couple of days. Maybe stay indoors, buy the food now, and look out upon a neighbor. God bless, and great week.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.